The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
We're back. It's hour three at 7:06. Randy Corcoran here. Our phone number, 303-696-1971. 696-1971. We're almost as cold as we're going to get for the night. Sun's not down just yet, but we'll see lows in the high 30s. Tomorrow we get up in the upper 70s, upper 60s for Monday, 70-plus degrees on Tuesday. So you know what April's like here in Colorado. Get used to it. Just keep your Harley ready to roar. Before we jump back to the phones, Biden is the least popular president in 70 years, below even Nixon and Carter, a scathing poll finds. And no, that is not some right-wing conspiracy theorist gateway pundit poll. Just talked about my buddies at the Pundit a few minutes ago. This is a rather well-known poll. And according to the New York Post, it is a low blow for Joe. Joe Biden is the least popular commander-in-chief at this point of his presidency in the last 70 years, below even Richard Nixon and Jimmy Carter, according to a blistering new poll imperiling his chances of re-election. Not going to be the nominee, fellas, but I understand why you think so. Biden, 81, notched a dismal 38.7% job approval rating for the first quarter of 2024. The venerable Gallup poll found in a survey released Friday, 3 points lower than that of the one-term George H.W. Bush at the same point in his presidency, with about 6 months. Can you believe that? About 6 months remaining before Election Day. Is that right? May, June, July, August, September, October, November. Yeah. Yeah. It's early November. So with about 6 months remaining, Biden stands in a weaker position than any prior incumbent. Wow. The pollsters concluded. So you got to love that. I mean, really, the bottom line is you can have this guy.
I see an America where we protect freedoms, not take them away. I see an economy that grows from the middle out and the bottom up, where the wealthy pay their fair share, so we can have child care, paid leave, and so much more, and still reduce the federal deficit and increase economic growth. Folks, imagine what we can do next. Four more years. Pause.
Four more years. Four more years. Four more years.
Yeah. That guy or this guy?
Well, I watched him yesterday making the speech, and he was reading it, and he goes, pause. Can you imagine? If I did that, it would be over, okay? It would be front page news. And he reads pause, and he didn't know exactly what happened. The audience was a little rather stunned. But this is what we have, and we have them negotiating with Putin and President Xi of China and Kim Jong-un of North Korea. And we have the potential of World War III. Well, we do, too. Don't kid yourself. It's never been on people's minds more. And, you know, 6 months is a little more than 6 months now, which is sounds good. But that's a long time in the life of this country with this leadership, because they don't know what they're doing.
Boy, amen to that. And 6 months is a desperately long time. And it's going to be six troubling months. There's going to be violence in the street. Terror cells are believed to be forming throughout the country because of Joe Biden and the radical Democrats, the puppets, the puppeteers who are pulling puppet Joe Biden's strings, and the radical Democrats' wide open southern border policies. It's going to be a tough one, especially if Trump continues to survive and thrive in spite of all the lawfare against him. And we'll do more contrast between Biden and Trump. I want to introduce you to someone who I think is an incredible racist teaching our young people in California. His name is Dante King. But right now, let's get to the phones. I know Karen has an announcement she wants to make. Karen in Denver, welcome back to the show.
Hi there. I'm actually in Edgewater.
Well, your phone lied then, because my computer says, yeah. And computers never lie, Karen, especially election counting tabulating machines.
Well, I think Edgewater is so small that it counts as either Denver or Lakewood, or, you know, it never comes up as Edgewater.
Sure.
Anyway, so the Jefferson County Republicans is hosting a fundraiser, and it's next weekend. It's a week from tonight on May 4th at the Denver West Marriott, and it's an evening with Christy Noem. So the fundraiser is to get money to elect Republicans in our state legislature. So that'll help solve our problems if we could just get a few Republicans in there.
Yeah, we got a long way to go. And so in making a dent would be a good start, because under prior leadership for the last decade or more, with rare exception, it's just gotten worse and worse and worse.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. So anyway, tickets can be purchased at JeffcoRepublicans.com. And I'm assured that it will be a very, very fun event. And I plan to be there, and I'm expected to be sold out. So if anybody's interested, they should get tickets soon and not wait till the last minute.
Yeah, Christy Noem, and I've been around her. I've spoken with her. I've spent small amounts of time with her, as she's not a close personal friend, anything like that, but a dynamic speaker. Have you heard the latest attack on her, Karen?
You know, I have not, but I had a post on X and got a few comments, and I didn't really know what it related to, so maybe you can share.
Yeah, she's got a new book coming out, which is always something politicians do, I think, when they're looking to elevate themselves. I don't know if she's in contention for the vice president role or not, but apparently she writes about a dog that she had. And, you know, she's a hunter, so she has trained hunting dogs. And apparently this dog would not train at all, was crazy out in the field trying to hunt. On a trip back from hunting, this dog attacked, got loose, and found a bunch of chickens and was grabbed the chickens, one crunch to kill them, then would move on to the next chicken, crunch, kill, move on to the next one. And apparently, and I haven't read the book, obviously, just reading what people are saying about it, when Christy tried to grab the dog turned on her and tried to bite her. So she took the dog home and I guess executed it, shot it on her farm. And so the radical left is just aghast. You know, this is even worse than Mitt Romney putting his dog in a kennel on top of his station wagon to travel cross country. And so it'll be interesting if she has anything to say about that. I can't imagine she's going to be cowered at all by the fact that she admitted to making a tough decision, and the radical left is coming at her for it. So it should be a fascinating night, Jefferson County Republican. Is this like a Lincoln Day dinner?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
It is. And it's our big opportunity to make a bunch of money to give to our candidates. So
yeah, no,
so that's why I'm calling for the very first time to your show. Normally, I'm just lazy and listen.
Well, thank you, Karen. I hope you'll call again and we can talk some turkey. JeffcoRepublicans.com, JeffcoRepublicans.com, a week from tonight. And you should go. You can always hear the show on the podcast. You miss the music. But you can always get the podcast. We've got to support our county Republican Party. So good luck with it. Maybe you can give us a report in a couple of weeks on what it was like. I can just tell you, Christy is a lot of fun to be around. It should be a great evening.
All right. Will do. Thanks so much, Randy.
God bless, Karen. All right, Karen's line, the only open line we've got, is 303-696-1971, 303-696-1971. I always forget. And I shouldn't, because Dr. Matt Dunn is a dear friend and has been doing just an amazing job of opening people's eyes for, God, what is it, 20 years or so here on 710 KNUS. I think he took over for one of my other dear friends, John Andrews, on Backbone Radio. I remember coming in as a guest when he and oh God, what's her name? She writes for the, she was a host here with Steve Kelly, Krista Kafer. Good Lord. And now she's an attack dog, an establishment hack level attack dog. I think maybe still in the Denver Post, something I do not read. But anyway, she did a pretty nice job when she and Matt used to co-host Backbone Radio. But he's had it on his own for a long time. And it's, you know, for me, it's kind of like the weekends come along so that at least we have a few hours with you to combat the corrupt, coordinated, Democrat-controlled media narrative, which often we hear even right here on our own station. And or at least we hear people without the knowledge, the tools, the strength, or the courage to push back on some of those mantras. And nobody does it better than Dr. Dunn on Backbone Radio, and that airs 4 to 7 p.m. on Sundays. So I want to encourage you to tune in, or turn in, you know, whatever works for you. Let's see, who we got? We got Carol in Lakewood's been standing by. So, Carol, you're next, and welcome.
Oh, hi, Randy. How are you doing?
I am hanging in there, by golly.
Well, what time is that thing over at Jeffco? Because I go over there. That's where I give blood a lot.
Oh, well, I don't know. Let me just pop into their website right here. It's 6 o'clock, Denver West Marriott, evening with Governor Kristi Noem, a week from today, May 4th. Oh, okay. So should be great. But I bet that will sell out. So if you're serious about it, grab a ticket and go.
Well, that Kentucky Derby is not a bore, so I might not be able to make it.
Well, we have these things now. They're called DVRs. Some of us still occasionally have to use the thing called a VCR. But
I always tape them anyway.
Okay.
But I was just calling you about the E.G. Carroll thing going on still. And I don't think they have paid her yet for that money that she got from.
I think that's absolutely true, and it's a good thing because she was going to buy Rachel Madcow a whole bunch of new clothes or a penthouse or something, I remember.
Yeah,
that was hilarious.
Well, she lied because she never was assaulted by him.
Yeah.
That's what I was telling you with Berdolf Goodman. If Trump could get to Berdolf Goodman or Neiman Marcus and get their security papers on that fault she said she had. And actually, I talked to a couple girls I worked with at Neiman's a couple weeks ago, and the one said they're just trying to get Trump, and it never happened because she was there too with me. And she's a Republican, and actually she said, yeah, they're just trying to get Trump. And then the other girl I talked to, she's more of a Democrat because she's a black girl, and they said there was no paperwork in the stores. They have to, if something like that happens in one of those stores, they have to take it down as a security thing in the security department at Berdolf Goodman, and then it goes to Neiman Marcus, and they never got anything on that.
Yeah, you worked in these stores at the time period in question with E. Jean Carroll, correct?
Yeah. I was there from 1993 to 2013. I was there 20 years, and the Berdolf Goodman was bought by Neiman Marcus, and they're sort of together. They're like high-end department stores. And the one Neiman's is more in Texas, and Berdolf Goodman is in New York. And there's a men's store and a woman's store in New York for Berdolf Goodman. So technically, she might have met him somehow, and there's pictures of her meeting him. But the thing is, he never was found out to actually do that to her.
Yeah. Well, I have very little doubt that it's a false allegation. Just because it would have been news at the time. She could have raised the claim at the time.
Well, the thing is,
New York had to revamp its statute of limitation laws to even allow somebody to bring a claim like this.
Yeah.
It's unfair because you can't, you know, you can't prove 20 years later where you were or weren't at a specific time or place. Just outrageous.
Actually, she should have gone to the security department, or the security would come in and help her if something like that was happening.
Yeah, of course.
They basically take you into the dressing room.
Well, and have you ever seen or read some of the garbage that that woman writes? I mean, talk about a promiscuous, disgusting.
Yeah.
Oh well.
We can't. So I don't understand even this thing that's going on now with Trump, because it's so ridiculous, you know.
Ridiculous. So. It's lawfare, and it's effective. But if anybody can overcome it and survive it and even pay the bills as he is dragged through the mud with it, it's Donald J. Trump, and thank God for that.
Well, I just hope they don't bankrupt him, because that's what's scary. Because actually, that's what they're doing to the country right now, is bankrupting the country.
Well, I understand that based on some milestone that Truth Social met recently, Trump should be receiving, I think it was $1.3 or $1.6 billion, something like that. It's really special that that money comes along just as they're trying to hit him up for, you know, almost half a billion dollars. So God works in mysterious ways, Carol. Keep on praying.
If you ever talk to Trump, ask him if they've even looked into that, if his attorneys have even looked into it.
Yeah, if I get a chance to talk to Trump again, and I've had that wonderful opportunity several times now, but I'm guessing that E. Jean Carroll will not be a topic of the conversation. But it's it's a great suggestion. I appreciate you waiting to weigh in tonight.
Okay.
Have a good rest of your weekend. God bless.
You too. All right. Thanks a lot, Randy.
All right. Carol's line open, 303-696-1971. Everybody on the phone, sit tight, because we are at our first break of the final hour here at 722. So you sit tight on 710 KNUS. If you've been with us all show long, we've managed to get virtually that whole song played in little bits and pieces throughout the last 3 hours. And if you know me and my recent history over a little bit less than the last year, you understand why a song like that has some real significance for me. And Simon and Garfunkel from 1966, April Come She Will. So welcome back, 727. We've got less than, by the time you take out the breaks, less than 30 minutes left in this show. And we're going to jump back on the phones here in just 1 second. But I think it is important to continue to remind folks, especially the folks that want to spend their time bashing me, bashing John Eastman, bashing Dave Williams, the chair of the Colorado State GOP, especially the losers who have led us to this dark, dark place here in Colorado as a party, who the real opponent is.
I got put in that 10 most eligible bachelor's list.
Because you were a United States Senator, you were a catch.
And a lot of lovely women, but... women would send very salacious pictures, and I'd just give them to the Secret Service. I thought somebody would think I was, and I just gave up.
He said salacious pretty well. And I'm sure that's a word he's very familiar with. I mean, have you seen his daughter's diary? Have you seen the pictures from his son Hunter's laptop? Have you read what his daughter said about taking inappropriate showers with her dad? So I'm sure salacious is something that pops out very easily from his addled and continuing to decay mind. But it's just another lie. Maybe he got pictures from girls, from women, when he was a most eligible bachelor because he was a United States senator. But he said, I gave those to the Secret Service. Senators don't have Secret Service protection. Senators don't have Secret Service agents. So you can have that guy or this guy.
This is a political witch hunt to try and get an incompetent president back in office. And I don't think it's going to work. I don't think it's going to work. But we have to be vigilant. We have to get out there, and we have to fight as usual.
Yeah.
Millions and millions of people flowing into our country from prisons and from mental institutions and terrorists. Mm. And they're coming in like water. And he doesn't do anything about it.
It's wild.
And you don't need anything from Congress, by the way. You know, I didn't. I had the safest border in history, built 571 miles of wall, had another 200 miles already built, ready to go up. It would have been done in 3 weeks. and much more than I said we were going to do. We had the safest border in the history of our country, and now we have the worst border in the history of the world. No, there's never been a country with a border like this.
No teleprompter. You can have that guy, and just two more of these. They're real short. I promise, then we'll get back to the phones. That guy or this guy?
You were at Syracuse.
I was at Syracuse. It's a good law school.
Right.
But I thought I was going to go to either Cornell But for example, I remember starting off playing Catholic League football, CIO football.
By the way, I don't think a lot of people know that you were a star receiver in high school. You were the first string guy. You were the guy who caught the ball.
Runner-up in state scoring, you know what the heck?
Wow.
I was the runner-up in the Howard Stern, man, what has happened to you? Softball, butt-licking, lathering, ugh. God, that's disgusting. But another Biden lie. Because if you look at the records, he wasn't the runner-up to scoring at state back in 1960. Now, he performed well. But there's a slight difference between being runner-up and being fifth in scoring. But Joe Biden's addled mind cannot remember, cannot tell the difference. All right, I've been promising. Let's get back to those phones with Brian in Denver. Brian, welcome.
Hey, how are you doing, Randy?
I am doing okay.
Good. My respects to your wife. I know what you've gone through. I had that happen to me about 25 years ago.
No way, Brian. Talk to me about that just a second, if you don't mind. I don't know how long you've been with me tonight, but I was at a book signing last night by a woman who's become sort of a grief phenomenon. She lost her husband after a year illness, and there were some people who showed up with stories of their own. It was fascinating. What happened to your wife? Was it an illness or an accident or...
Well, she had she worked for the federal government, and I was in the U.S. Navy at the time. This was out in San Diego. I was on a submarine when it happened. She was killed by a DUI.
Oh, God.
On the 805 out there in San Diego. So,
man, I am so, so sorry for your loss.
It actually took me about 15 years before I remarried. So,
yeah, no, I get it. This woman who wrote the book we were getting signed last night is 5 years from the death of her husband. She's not remarried, but she had a significant other with her and offered some real tips. Now, was the 15 years because of your broken heart, or were there other factors
pretty much.
So freaking hard.
It was life changing. It pretty much changed the path of my life to where I originally wanted it to go. But that's what happens when you're dealt, you know, things out of the blue.
Yeah, my wife didn't get killed in an accident, but I watched her die, and it was right in front of me, and a brain bleed, and totally unexpected, and. I can see how it could change the direction of your life, and I think probably if I wasn't as old as I am, I might have paused for a good long time. But at my age and with grandkids and limited productivity time, I'll be 65 this year, so maybe I've got 10, 15 good productive years left in me.
Right.
I decided I couldn't get off the path. There's just too much at stake. I'm so sorry. Are you still with your second wife?
Oh, yeah. We actually live across the street from where you're at right now.
Oh, fascinating.
We've been here a while. And
was she a widow?
A year older than you are.
You're 1 year?
No, she was never married.
Okay.
My current wife. She never married till me, and we've gotten along pretty well. I retired 2 years ago, and she's retiring at the end of next month. So we plan on, having some fun together while we have that time, because I'm 66 now. But,
yeah. How do we get here? How do we get here, Brian? Just man, oh man. Years just fly. Well,
it's been an amazing ride.
The reason I asked you is because I met a widow at a grief group who has been a remarkable influence and positive on my life. And I don't know that I could have, and again, maybe it's because I'm old and set in my ways, and I was with my wife for, 28 years. But something about a widow who lost her husband just a month after I lost my wife, we have such a understanding of the freshness of it and the battle to try and move forward and still love the other people in your life and, all of those things. It's been a powerful connection for me, and I'm so grateful for it, because otherwise, yeah. I don't know, I think I'd be going, I'd just be going home to a bottle of whiskey or something,
Right, right. Well, listen, the reason I called, about a month or two ago, you said something on the air about poll watchers, and if you didn't know how to become one, to contact you.
Sure.
That's why I'm calling. I sent you an email on your website at your office, and I never heard back, so that's why I'm calling.
No kidding, because they print those out for me and stick them on my desk, so I'm surprised at that, and I'm sorry about it. But I'll tell you what, because of the limited time on the show, maybe the thing for us to do would be to connect. How about if we put you on hold, and John Corbulus will get your phone number or email address for me, and I'll write you before the weekend is over.
That sounds good.
All right. Excellent. Well, thank you for caring enough to follow up. And I'll tell you what, man, I have been so overwhelmed by texts and emails and phone calls.
Yeah, we all are.
It's impossible to keep up. And I even tell my clients now, I'm going to do something within the next couple of days. If you don't hear from me, call my office, get on my calendar, because I'm just still scrambling to try and get back in the game, and I think effectively, but man, oh man, it's tough right now. So, and thanks for sharing your story too, Jim. It does help to hear about other folks and know that that you found happiness in your life again. I'm very happy to hear that. God bless you, sir.
You too.
Yeah, you don't know until you're hit with tragedy like this that there's so many people who've gone through the same thing, or different variations of the same thing, and they find a way, and it's extremely motivating. And maybe one thing I'll play real quick before we get back to the phones and also the final segment of the show may save Dante King until next week. So many calls coming in, but this was Mike Whatley, the current chair of the RNC. We replaced Ronna McDaniel. We couldn't beat her in the election last year, and frankly, I think that's what caused Vera Ordegon, her position as Republican National Committee woman here in Colorado. What we're seeing around the country is people who voted for Ronna when maybe she had a different experience, but I heard from nobody last year, nationally, locally, who said, yeah, we want yet another term of Ronna McDaniel. And people who voted for her last year have been losing their positions in the RNC. And while I respect everybody's service and was very fond of Vera, who, lost her husband, and we had that connection, that unwanted connection, worked her tail off, big supporter of Donald Trump. But man, if you're an elected person, even at the RNC level, you've got to listen to the people who elected you. And like I said, we're seeing that all around the country. But Mike Whatley was on, I don't remember what show it was, but I was really impressed with what he had to say.
Look, the fact that the Democrats right now are trying to shore up the Democratic base for Joe Biden shows you that he's playing defense. He's playing defense all across the country. President Trump is playing offense. And so, we feel like we're in a really good shape. We've got a far stronger base within the Republican Party right now, much more unity than the Democrats have, because the Republicans remember 4 years under Donald Trump, while the Democrats are having to live these 4 years under Joe Biden and dealing with immigration, dealing with inflation, and dealing with a place in the world that's not nearly as safe as it was under President Trump.
Yeah, that's a powerful language from the chair. And co-chair, Laura Trump, is better yet. And I'm not going to play any more clips because I know we've got some things to do before the end of the show. But record fundraising after the replacement of Ronna McDaniel, $60+ million in 1 month, the biggest month ever in RNC history. And I know we've had several callers. I've had texters, my good buddy John, others saying, yeah, I am so sick of those texts. I will not give another penny to the RNC. And I get it. I don't like it either. But I would just encourage folks to look at the tools that we have to try and defeat the Democrats. We now have the RNC closely aligned with the Trump campaign, his own daughter-in-law in charge, co-chair, with Michael Whatley there, raising money, talking about the 100,000 volunteers and lawyers that are being recruited as we speak for the battleground states only. So a mass of people to do the poll watching, to file the litigations, to make sure as much as we can in this age of unbelievable and, in my humble opinion, undeniable Democrat cheating. They're really doing what they can. So, you know, get past the annoyance, get past the really insulting texts if you can. And if, you know, you don't want to send money, support a candidate or find other ways to help if you don't have money to contribute. Because has it ever been more important? And, you know, we say that stuff all the time. But has it ever been more important? I think not. So anyway, let's take our pause right here. We'll head into the final segment of Wake Up with Randy Corporon just as soon as we can get back here to you. Stay with us on 710 KNUS. All right. Got to tell you, when I walked out on stage at the Colorado State Assembly and that song was blaring, that was motivating. And you know, there were a couple thousand people there, but there was nothing nervous about it because I wasn't running for anything. I was running, but there was no opponent. So I didn't have to make a campaign speech. I could talk to the crowd. And by the time we were done, standing ovation. And it's just that spirit that we have got to sew together. You can get mad at the RNC. You can get mad at the squished Republicans, but understand that people like me and many of you are out here trying to replace them every time we can, every chance we get. We stopped Ronna McDaniel mid-term. We're replacing RNC members right and left who voted for her. That is a micro-level indication of what's going on a macro-level all around the country. And good activists like Joan, who called in earlier, texting to the studio, GOP Rep Bill Posey won't seek re-election. Posey is now the 23rd GOP member of Congress to announce they'll leave the House at the end of their term, according to the House press gallery. Well, good riddance. You know, maybe some are leaving normal attrition. It wasn't supposed to be a career. We don't want career politicians there. But what do you do with my old friend Ken Buck? He leaves in the middle of his term, creates chaos here in Colorado, fights among Republicans. Just unbelievable. And then Mike Gallagher, no excuse because he left midterm but waited until it was too late for his district to replace him with a vacancy committee, and so further diminished the Republican majority. How is that patriotic? How is that fulfilling your promise to defend the Constitution of the United States of America? How is that doing, you know, stand-up work for your family, for your neighbors, for your constituents? How is that paying honor to God to walk out in the middle of the job? And I understand personal reasons, man. It took everything. It took me to the last minute to decide I would even step up for the RNC again. And that's not a full-time job. It's a pricey job. It's more than, you know, three or four meetings a year by a long, long shot. But, you know, with a broken heart, it's hard to want to step in and do other things. But these people who are elected members in a slim Republican House majority – stepping away midterm is unconscionable. And I've never gotten an explanation from Ken, and we haven't talked about it, haven't talked to him in many, many months now. Hope someday that I get a chance to. I would love to hear him out. Anyway, back to the phones. As we wrap up the show, let's go to Holly in Aurora. Thank you, Holly. Welcome.
Thanks, Randy. I just wanted to ask you, I got a survey from the RNC now that Mike Watley and Laura Trump are on, and I wrote to them and wrote on one thing. But I wanted to say, can you let the RNC know they need to revamp their surveys? And I want them to consider asking Trump, because one of the first things he did when he after he became president, that he wrote, because he needed to do some fundraising, I think, and he wrote a letter that was absolutely the most different letter that I had ever gotten from the Republican Party. And I don't know how to explain how it's different, but I wondered if you could influence them a little bit about they need to revamp their surveys. Their first questions give you the impression that as soon as they read that first one or two answers, they throw that ballot away when you've answered it as a mega conservative or something like that. They just throw that ballot away and don't even bother with anything else it says. Now, maybe that isn't what they do. How would we know?
Yeah.
But the thing is that the way that it's worded, it gives you the impression that it's a setup. And so why bother? Why even waste a stamp on the damn thing? And so that's what happens to me. But I decided that you had said that Mike Watley and Laura Trump, and I know Laura Trump is different, but that they are enough different that now that Rona isn't there, I will give them a chance to pull us together. And I know that people are, like you've said, 60 million, wonderful.
Yeah.
That's one place where I think that they are not paying attention to the way that they ask questions. They need to ask them the way they really actually feel. And maybe Trump could help them with that, because he did a wonderful job right at the very beginning. And I think if he would read over some of these, he would revamp the way they ask the question. The question is good. It's just the way that they ask it.
Yeah.
And it makes you...
I know how you feel, Holly, because I'm on the RNC committee, and I don't open the letters that I get from the RNC. I mean, if they're to me as a committee
Thank you. That makes me feel makes me feel better.
the form letters, they're just fundraisers masked as a survey or masked as this or that. I don't imagine that it's ever going to trickle up to Trump's level to really get involved with that. Trump probably wasn't involved in the type of fundraising letter that you were talking about before, and he's got his hands pretty full with lawfare and running and all of that. But I just want you to know that me and the many grass, I'm the Tea Party guy. I'm the chair of the largest Tea Party in Colorado. So many folks like me are now in these positions for voting and influencing the RNC. And we keep telling them, stop doing it this way. The Democrats don't do it that way. And the answer we get is, we're raising record amounts of money. This stuff works, but we're going to keep chipping away. And I don't know. I think $5 from, a million people who like what you say and what you're asking them is just as important as $5 million from, 10 billionaire donors to a super PAC or something. And those people will then get out and vote. So I really do hear what you're saying, and I'll continue to chip away at it. Thank you so much for waiting to share your thoughts.
You bet. Thank you. Have a good day.
God bless. All right. Text the studio, been pouring in. We get more texts on this show most Saturday nights than, looking at other time frames there. All right, good show as always, Randy. RNC chair is a long overdue step in the right direction. I hear this next line all the time. I became independent, or what is technically called unaffiliated, 4 years ago because of spineless conservatives. All of your establishment, weak-spined, soft-skinned, butt-licking old guard out there will tell you that we're losing Republicans because of the radicals on the right. I'm telling you, I hear from more people like this than I do the other. I became unaffiliated 4 years ago because of spineless, quote, conservatives. Further, the swamp gets drained, the greater the funding that will flood in to support better conservatives. That's from John. I simply have to agree. No doubt about it. All right, we're definitely not going to have time for Dante King, but you have to hear the unabashed racism of someone who is taken seriously. A black man calling white people psychopath. Just grouping, lumping everybody together. And then the most insulting and unsupportable arguments and positions you could possibly imagine. But let's, in the little bit of time we have left, let's refresh ourselves as to the absolute hypocrisy of Democrats in general.
Instead of importing foreign products, I'm exporting their product.
That's another one that's, it's weird how that keeps happening. We're going to have to figure that out. That was actually going to be Pelosi and Schumer from a decade or more ago, both talking about the importance of securing our border, not having illegal aliens flooding our country. But you didn't get to hear that one. But let's hear our old friend Maxine Waters. This is hilarious.
If you see anybody from that cabinet in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome.
As a member of Congress with people, you know, who evidently had a racist attitude and recently one even confronted me in a restaurant. And they don't say racist things, but what they say is they don't like something I said.
Oh,
they don't like a position that I took.
Oh, my God, Maxine.
You know that, you know, if you were not black, you would not be approached.
They probably would not. Right. They would think twice about doing it. They think that they can get away with doing it with you.
Yeah, if you were a mean white person, nobody would come up and confront you in a restaurant. Ted Cruz run out of the back door of a restaurant in Washington, D.C. So many white people. But what a hypocrite. Maxine, remember with the megaphone, if you see them out, you go right up to them and you tell them, let's hear her again, just real quick.
If you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd and you push back on them.
Unbelievable, isn't it? And then she's complaining because people are confronting her, not saying racist things, but saying they don't like what she said. Oh, my God. I can't wait to turn the tables on these radical Democrats in November, just a little over 6 months away. All right. Love to my bride in heaven. Love to my family. Happy birthday to my son. And always remember,
I'd like to take this chance to apologize to absolutely nobody. The double champ does what the f*** he wants.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.